Hi, my name is Brendan Newell. I'm from the Microsoft Technology Center. And today we're going to talk about effective security in a modern world. This is the kickoff event of a four-part series on modern security. So let's talk a little bit about what that means. The modern environment is a mobile-first, cloud-first reality. So many of our users are in a mobile environment, carrying PCs, laptops, tablets, smartphones with them wherever they go, and expecting them to be able to do their work wherever they're at. Now, some of the security drivers that we need to look at are, first of all, the data breaches. 63% of those are the result of weak passwords, stolen passwords, social engineered passwords. Another reality we have to deal with is the new concept of shadow IT. That 80% of the workloads now being driven are through software as a service, platform as a service, in many ways cloud driven. So that is very critical to an IT administrator because in many cases they have no knowledge of that. The shadow IT from years past used to be a high-end workstation that someone had running underneath their desktop. Now it's a department lead with a corporate credit card purchasing an online service. And once again, in both cases, administration does not have the ability to look into those workloads. How secure are they? What types of data are being stored on there? In many cases, with tool sets in the past, it was easier to find the workstation underneath the desk than it is the cloud services. And to work with that, there is a limited budget growth for IT. A modern, secure enterprise is resilient to threats. There are controls around identity, applications and data, infrastructure and devices. But to manage that, as I mentioned before, the average global IT budget growth in 2016 is 0.6%. So IT administrators, security administrators, chief information security officers are having to do a lot more with less funding. And to manage that, the security landscape has changed. In the past, it was very driven off of a sense of, let's secure our environment, let's wrap a shell around our corporate network and our corporate data, assume everything is secure inside, but not outside. The main driver that we're seeing in modern attacks is dealing with identity breaches. You see this so much with credit card loss, identity theft in the consumer and retail space. That's happening in corporate environments as well. Lost, stolen passwords, passwords that have been easy to guess, and you have a case of an identity breach. Once that identity breach happens, then the attacker starts looking at the devices and then eventually into the applications and data that they are seeking. Now, that also has a strong impact into cloud mobility, because with identities floating around on a tablet, on a smartphone, on a laptop that's being brought back and forth to work from home environments, the opportunities for identity breach, that main threat to your data, has increased exponentially. So the old paradigm, the castle paradigm, of that entrenched environment is now gone. It was called the castle paradigm. Really thick walls, a very soft interior. In the past, we've looked at firewalls, we looked at email scanning engines to protect attacks from coming in into our corporate environment. Now that new firewall is really the identity. That is where you have to put the resources around in much the same way that you guarded the corporate network. And now devices are the new perimeter. Assume that the networks that the devices are connecting to are insecure. It could be a local coffee shop. It could be at a school, their child's school. It could be a home Wi-Fi. It could be airport. The environments that these devices are connecting into, you have to assume that they are insecure. And because of that, that drives an entire model of assume breach. So this differs from the old paradigm where we had our castle walls, where you assume that the interior was safe. Now you have to assume that you are going to be attacked, that there is going to be penetration into your environment. Now, is it possible to keep up? We look at data leaks. We look at stolen credentials, lost passwords, lost devices, compromised identity. You are going to have to assume that all of these will happen. How do you protect your environment? How do you protect your data? How do you secure against lost data device or compromised identity? There's some new tools from Microsoft that'll assist you in that process. The key you'll have to look at again is that identity-driven security. Once again, it's responsible for 63% of the data loss that have been reported. It becomes the foundation for enterprise mobility. In the old world, with the on-premises solutions, Active Directory, other directories such as LDAP, those were entirely on-prem solutions that provided on-prem security. Now, where we're moving towards is an entirely cloud-driven reality, where you have public cloud, you have Azure, Office 365, software as a service providers in the hundreds of thousands. Now, you have to also assume that there are users within your environment that are leveraging these cloud services, Microsoft or non-Microsoft. The question you need to ask yourself is, how are you protecting those identities? Do they have separate identities that are distinct from your on-premises directories? Where Microsoft provides a solution is with Azure Active Directory. It provides a simple connection into your on-prem Active Directory environment and makes that the gold standard for identity and authentication. Then that will tie into cloud applications, not just Microsoft, but thousands of non-Microsoft software as a service, platform as a service providers. And it provides a simple connection where you have single sign-on authentication. Now, the key here to look at is that single sign-on is now controlled and referenced by your on-premises Active Directory. You have one source of identity to look at, one source to keep that laser-focused vision on. That way you can ensure corporate standards. What is the password strength? How often is it changed? Do you have the ability for a user that changes roles or leave the organization to cancel out their access to these hundreds of software as a service applications that your corporation would be using? If someone leaves and they've had access, for example, to your corporate social media accounts, will they still have access once they walk out that door? How long will it take for you to revoke that access? That's where Azure Active Directory comes into play. Because when you create those synchronization engines, then what's going to happen is now you're referencing your Active Directory, your on-premises Active Directory. Disable the account, you can have it disabled almost immediately for all those hundreds of software as a service applications. This becomes very critical in securing cloud identity. That identity is at the core of your business. What Azure Active Directory can provide is thousands of applications, one identity principle to secure. And we give you the tools to ensure that that identity is secure, that you can monitor it in a way that is just unparalleled in the industry and provides much greater potential than you've had in the past. What that enables is that business without borders. Again, cloud computing has really driven that within the corporate environment. What types of workloads are being hosted? And because of cloud, they could be hosted anywhere. You could have workloads that are close to consumers, your customers, in Asia, in Europe, in multiple geographies, but still leverage that capability with one identity. And you can manage that access at scale, meaning the thousands of identities you have in your on-premises Active Directory can be associated with one identity source to thousands of applications anywhere within the world. That identity anchors our approach to security. It addresses a lot of those challenges that you will be facing or currently are facing. It's identity driven, it's innovative. We are adding new features, some of which I'll be covering in a moment. And it's intelligent in that we've got a fantastic machine learning behavior analytics engine driving Azure Active Directory that will give you tools and insights into authentication and risks that you've not had in the past. Now, the three main steps for identity-driven security: protect that front door, safeguard the resources, the devices, protect the data against user mistakes. And I say mistakes as, you know, if the user is deliberately malicious, those are different risk mitigation factors that you'll have to look into. Very commonly, those data losses at 63% are user mistakes, either on the security front, on the password front, leaving devices unlocked, losing devices that haven't been encrypted contrary to corporate policy. And finally, most important, detect the attacks before they cause damage. Going back to that concept of assume breach, assume your organization will be attacked. How do you detect that attack before they cause damage? So protecting at the front door, how can we work with that? Well, with the user, that identity-driven scenario, you can provide solutions such as multi-factor authentication. So something that the user knows, such as their password and credentials, plus something they have, like their smartphone. And you can monitor for conditions. Where are they logging in from? Remember, we're talking a mobile world now. What is the device state? Is it up to corporate standards? Has it been patched? Is it running antivirus? Has it been encrypted? And then make decisions on whether to allow access based off of the device state. The user application. What application are they trying to get to? Do you want to treat that differently if they are accessing it on premises or if they're accessing it remotely? And finally, take a look at the risk. What are the risk scenarios? Is the software as a service application that they're trying to connect to, does it meet common corporate standards? Does it have the common certifications that you would expect and desire for maintaining your corporate data? And based off of that, we can make decisions, intelligent decisions, automated decisions, on to allow access to that application or to enforce multi-factor authentication. If there seems to be a higher level of risk, the user is attempting to connect from an environment that they do not normally log in from, they're trying to connect in multiple different ways, you can enforce multi-factor authentication or simply block access. Protecting your data against user mistakes, very common area of data loss. So how do you find that shadow IT discovery? The department manager with a corporate credit card who signs up for an online service. How do you detect that? How do you put corporate policies along that? Most likely there is a strong business case for using that service, but data protection still needs to be in place. How do you look at risk scoring or policies for data control? That is a new feature offered by Microsoft through Azure, our cloud application security offering. Our Microsoft Intune, data loss protection for Office 365 applications. Optional device management. Perhaps you just want to manage the applications and the data. Perhaps you want to manage the full devices. The options are yours. Line of business application protection. And a new feature from Microsoft, Azure Information Protection, being able to automatically classify and label data, provide encryption protection to it, and monitor and respond to potential data loss, and do so in a very intelligent way. On detecting attacks before they cause damage, Microsoft provides our advanced threat analytics tool. That is an on-premise tool that will monitor for behavioral analytics up against Active Directory authentication types. Perhaps a user is trying to log in from locations that they do not normally do. Perhaps a vendor or a contractor account is trying to connect to resources that they do not normally have access to. Now, hopefully your Active Directory would block those access, but you want to know, what are they trying to do? Perhaps they're running standard desktop tools such as NSLookup to discover the number of resources on a subnet. That's not something any user might normally do. Behavioral analytics will show you that and allow you to take appropriate action as it's happening. Detection of known malicious attacks, pass a hash, pass a ticket attacks. This advanced threat analytics provides a laser focus to your on-premises Active Directory. Now in the cloud, we provide very similar services. Again, a cloud-driven reality, Microsoft is there with you. Behavioral analytics that correspond to what we provide with advanced threat analytics on-prem is available in the cloud. Anomaly detection is the user trying to log in from two locations that are geographically distinct in a relatively short span of time? Are they trying to log in from places that they do not normally do, or to resources or software as a service applications that they're not normally entitled to do so? That's very difficult for a security administrator to monitor manually, so we provide the tools to do that in a programmatic, automated fashion. And we'll give you security reporting and monitoring to support that and aid in your risk management decisions. So how do I protect my identity? Well, most of the tools that I talked about come with a suite that Microsoft offers, the Enterprise Mobility Plus Security Suite. It provides the Azure Active Directory Premium, so you get the advanced security and analytics and reporting, Microsoft Cloud App Security, so you can identify what software as a service applications are in play within your organization, Azure Information Protection, so you can classify and secure documents, Microsoft Intune, so you can manage your applications in a secure way, and Microsoft Advanced Threat Analytics, so you can provide that threat detection. One of the new features, Microsoft Cloud App Security, it's based on an acquisition that we did of a company, Adalom, and its key value that it brings into play is a really robust engine for identifying what cloud-delivered services are at play within your organization, ones that you as an IT organization might not be aware of. So this is very comprehensive. This is an acquisition. It's been proven, and we support thousands of third-party cloud applications, the detection and scoring capability. So what does it provide? Discovery, very key. Discovery allows you to take a look at what applications are being used within your environment. Again, ones you might not be aware of. Data control, so now you can provide access to those, very granular, for access, data sharing, and data loss prevention. And finally, threat protection. So we can take a look at what software as a service applications are being accessed and give you ideas of risk associated with that application. Do they provide robust security within their organization? What types of certifications do they have for process and security? How well is your data protected? You can get some very key insights from Cloud App Security. The discovery piece allows you to find that new shadow IT discovery, provides risk scoring capability, and ongoing analytics as to how often and where your users are using the services from. The data control, you can provide security policies that are very granular in nature. Use some out-of-the-box policies or customize your own. Ties into Azure Rights Management Services to provide data loss prevention. So when application data is used, it can be properly encrypted and access controls put on the data itself, and policy enforcement capabilities as well. Through the Intune service, we offer mobile device and application management protection. This allows you to manage and secure devices, Office mobile applications, data level protection, and some end user services capability. So what does that mean? It means we can provide access management, conditional access. So this is a feature that would take a look at the health of a device that the user is trying to connect from. Is it up to corporate standards? Is it at the correct operating system version? Patch management, is encrypted encryption on? What type of access controls to the device? Whether it's iOS, Android, Windows platform, we can provide some of that capability. The device settings and compliance enforcement is in play, and multiple identity support is there if the target operating system supports that. Built-in security, so we have mobile application management. So the applications that the users are familiar with, the Office platform, are provided in a way they're enlightened to be able to operate in a secure fashion, to treat corporate data different from private data. So protecting the data, that mobile application management. So we've got an end user computing device. This could be a privately owned BYOD device. It could be a corporate issued device. If it's BYOD, in many cases, organizations want to look at mobile application management. How do we protect our data? So that's where Intune provides functionality in towards the Office 365 applications and others. So it puts a boundary of distinction between corporate data and personal data. The same application, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, can be used by the user as a personal application. They could use Excel, for example, to manage their child's soccer team roster, but at the same time securely access corporate data on the exact same device using the exact same application. It does that by putting containerization and rules around the data. For example, if I've got in a corporate budget spreadsheet via corporate email, the very fact that it's coming in from my corporate account labels that data as corporate data. And therefore, when I open it up in Excel, I have certain limitations as to what I can do with that. I could not paste, for example, into a personal application, such as a native text or document reader. I could not paste it into another Office application and then attempt to save it to a personal drive onto the device itself, to a personal OneDrive, a personal Dropbox account. We'd be prevented from doing that. If I paste into that Word document, now that new document itself becomes corporate, and now I could only save it into a corporate location, such as OneDrive for Business. Data level protection, we protect our data at all times. It empowers users to make the right decision, and more specifically, it puts controls around that to help prevent them from making the wrong decisions accidentally. Another new feature, the Azure Information Protection, allows us to provide classification and data labels based off of content. So we can set up, based off of content of a document, whether it's corporate confidential, internal, non-restricted, and be able to classify that and take appropriate action. Here's an example of what I'm talking about. So I've gone into my Azure portal, and I've created a social security number policy, and then applied that to my managed devices. So what that's going to do is it's going to take a look for United States social security numbers within a document, and then it's going to apply a rights management template to that to enforce security. So what that means, if I'm creating a brand new document on my mobile device that meets this corporate requirements, that we are now looking, hey, this looks like it might be potentially sensitive information. Policies are automatically put in place to label it as corporate data, so now it's treated by the applications as corporate data, and if so desired, even apply rights management so that the document now becomes encrypted and I am now restricted to internal sharing. Even if I copy the document onto a USB drive, the encryption will follow the document. So let's take a look at how that operates in life. So I've moved over to a client workstation here, and I've got a document. If you could see that, it's on my Windows, on my desktop there, in my customer content. Okay, so I'll open up this customer accounts, and you can see almost immediately that it has social security numbers, and look what happened. We have the file was labeled leveraging that data loss prevention policy, social security numbers that I created. So now if you take a look, as I scroll down, it is labeled with a watermark, confidential. That was part of the policy that I created. So now it becomes immediately apparent that this is a confidential document and should be treated as so. And to help enforce that, you'll see that I also provided a rights management template to that. So now it is restricted through rights management policies to internal use only. How do we go about detecting attacks now, that third element of secure modern environment? Here we have advanced threat analytics. So now we're taking a look, that laser focus on-premises Active Directory for sensitive account exposure. So now we're seeing that we've had three accounts that logins have happened as clear text going back and forth. So now we can start taking a look and monitoring those accounts and seeing what is going on. In addition, for a cloud environment, we can take a look at the Azure Active Directory authentications that have occurred leveraging Office 365, Azure, and the thousands of software as a service applications that have come through. We've seen that right here we have 16 accounts that are labeled at risk. That means machine learning has determined that there are characteristics in the last several logons that are anomalous. So now we can start taking a look more deeply into those. And we can see that unmanaged applications have been discovered, users without multi-factor authentication have happened. We can take a look at our environment leveraging these tools in a very holistic way. We can also see sign-ons from anonymous IP addresses, IP addresses that are behind anonymous proxy servers. Again, those are very risky and it's something you should take a look at. Impossible travel, that means that a person has tried logging in one location, such as New York, and in, say, Sao Paulo, Brazil, within a very, very short period of time. Again, that's something that you'd have to dive very deeply into security logs to find Azure Information Protection, Azure Identity Protection, forwards it up immediately. On Windows 10, we've got some new capabilities that can protect application access, direct tie-ins, for example, into Azure Information Protection. We've introduced a really neat feature called Windows Hello. Windows Hello is how we implement next-gen credentials. Logons have traditionally been string comparisons. So you type in a password, there's a hash to it, it's sent up to the identity provider, the hashes are compared, and to see if there's an identity string. Now those have a lot of potential for compromise. So Microsoft with Windows 10 has moved towards our Windows Hello model, which is a very secure key-based authentication mechanism. You'll see that most immediately with the biometrics, such as the facial recognition, fingerprint logon, but there's much deeper implementations into those that we should really take a look at. So our EMS ties into that. It provides the conditional access piece with multi-factor authentication into Azure Active Directory and software as a service. Self-service group, password resets. Windows carries through. We've got the enhanced security and authentication piece, again, protecting that identity. Users can set up company devices without preparation. If you need to have them administered by your organization, that can actually happen for a field-based tablet or personal computer. And from there, the user can sign in with company-managed credentials. Windows 10 provides multiple identity choices. You can tie into Azure Active Directory or on-premises Active Directory. For a personal-owned device, you can associate it with a work environment so that you can provide key insights as to how the data is being managed in there. Now, how would I go about looking at this? Well, take a look at Azure Active Directory Premium. We have a fast-track offering that can help you set that up. Microsoft Intune for mobile device management, mobile application management, and Azure Rights Management, along with all those really cool features such as Azure Information Protection and the Cloud App Security. All that's available in our Secure Productive Enterprise SKU, which provides access to Office 365, the Enterprise Mobility Plus Security Suite, and Windows 10 Enterprise. So I hope that's been informational to you, that it's given you key insights as to how to manage your environment and how Microsoft can be a security partner with you to provide secure identity data protection for your organization to protect you in a modern environment. So let's take a look at any questions that you might have. Okay, the first question, how do you best provide balance of security and credentialing policies and data share privileges with employee productivity? That's a very much internal question. And anything with security, risk management is always at the core of it. What level of risk are you trying to cover? And is it going to be, are the tools you're putting in place going to negatively affect the business? If so, that's also a level, an element of risk. Financial loss can come either by loss of productivity or by loss of data. So that's something that your organization will have to look at and come up with internal policies on. What Microsoft can provide is some of the tools that can help restrict that the impact on the end user to prevent those data mistakes by doing things in a very automated fashion. For example, that single identity. So you could provide single sign-on access, which is very much a user benefit, but it also provides some security benefits as well. Can behavior analytics ever create a false positive with a legitimate user doing? And the answer is yes. And that's why it is very much a tool set for you to analyze your environment on. You know, for those geographical circumstances, a person could be at home, for example, working in Atlanta and connect through a corporate VPN connection and now have their IP address show up as being someplace else. So that is where the behavioral analytics and the tools will surface up the information for you. And there are tools that you can put in to act upon that. But we'll provide the information to you, we'll provide the guidance, but the actual end result is really going to have to depend upon the security team and the particulars within your organization. Okay, another question. When utilizing multi-factor authentication in Azure Active Directory, and certain geospatial conditions have to be met, like work, state, location, how does all this work when travel is required to foreign countries where you still needing to use your smartphone device? I can talk to that personally. I've traveled extensively within Microsoft. I was doing security analysis work in our consulting services branch, and I'm a regular visitor to different geographies. One of the multi-factor authentication mechanisms is through an authenticator application that provides a rolling password so that every minute or per policy, there is a new one-time password that's generated that is used in conjunction to show multi-factor. Certain that also has implications in medical, for example, where cell signal on a smartphone is not necessarily guaranteed, especially when you're in places like radiology and such like that, where they have heavily shielding, or in subterranean data centers where cell signal is very problematic. I've leveraged the authenticator application with a rolling pin as my multi-factor source. Okay, is it possible to get a copy of the slide deck? Most certainly, I'll have that posted up and I'll send it to the team as we'll do that as a follow-up. All right, well, thank you very much, and I hope this session has been informative. Remember, we've got three more coming up, all dealing with some fantastic security topics. Please tune in as well, and thank you very much.